Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quick, fast, goofy, self-improvement podcast of awesome with a brand new intro.
I can't believe we have to redo the intro.
We lost our intro because we're not tech savvy here,
Dude, we're cool. We did like that 14 years ago.
I know.
I don't even remember what the podcast is about
at this point. Anyways. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that helps you live a happier, quirkier life. I'm Carrie Jones, a New York Times and internationally best-selling novelist, and the guy with me is actually married to me.
For how long, we don't know.
But not much longer.
It's been a good run.
But this is my co-host, Sean Farrar. Join us as we start off with a random thought about the weirdness of life, and then we segue beautifully and smoothly into
dog advice? Dog tips?
Life advice. You've got this. You've got it too. Hey, welcome to the podcast of podcastiness.
Oh, podcastiness. Nastiness. Pod nastiness.
No, it's not pod nastiness. And we have two random thoughts today that you get to choose from, Shawnee.
We do?
Do you want to hear about a dog versus a shark standoff? Or do you want to hear about a cold-blooded abandoned alligator rescued from Brooklyn Lake?
We can't do both.
Well, I guess we could. But
let's do the alligator.
Really?
Yeah, there's no... I mean, alligators are cold-blooded, but...
All right, so... When you were growing up as a little kid, did you ever hear... I mean, you're from Florida, but I was from New England. And I always heard about how there are secret rats and alligators and snakes in the sewers of Manhattan and New York.
Yeah.
And my mom was always like, that's not true. That's just scary stuff to try to...
No, it is true.
Yeah. So
people definitely dump their pets and stuff.
But I grew up firmly believing that my mommy was right and it was just an urban legend. But it is no urban legend, according to AP Newswire.
Right.
Which says that an alligator was found in a chilly New York lake. Not just any New York lake, a New York City lake.
Well, they're all going to be chilly this time of year.
And it was a 4-foot-long alligator, right? And they took it out of Prospect Park Lake in Brooklyn, where one of my exes lives. And it was around 8:30. He doesn't live in that lake.
I don't know that anybody really cares anybody's. Is that like a medal, a badge of honor for you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Like, A, that I have an ex, but B, that...
You've got a lot of exes.
I don't have... Jeez, home crow. I don't like this podcast today. Anyways.
I'm just the most tenacious. I'm like a skin fungus. I just cling on.
I can't get rid of you. Anyways, they found it early in the morning and yanked it out. And they took it to a nice animal care center. And now it's going to the Bronx Zoo, where it's going to get rehabbed.
I'm sure it was hard to catch.
Taken care of. You think so? It was cold.
I know. That's why. That was a joke.
Oh.
It said the gator appeared lethargic and possibly cold shocked. No shit.
And they also said,
if you dumped me up in the Arctic Circle for a day... Anybody could drag me away. I wouldn't put up a fight.
I've got to tell you, if you were naked in that lake, you would probably not put up a fight.
Well, they're not
either.
Naked, dude.
Well, they're alligator naked.
I know, but their skin is super thick and tough. It's like wearing like body
yours.
Armor.
Like yours, man.
Oh, mine's not that tough
anymore. All right, I just want to tell you about the dog anyway.
Well, the dog must have not been in the water.
All right, let me tell you.
Because there is no standoff dog versus shark if the dog's in the water.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's warm. It's lovely. It's the opposite of New York City and Brooklyn right now. And there's a hammerhead shark in the water. All these people, 32 of them, are on a tour boat. It's in the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But earlier, it said it was in Puerto Rico. I'm not quite sure. But anyways, the dog dives off of a
he
dock.
He did go in the water. That must have been a little kick me dog. It must have been.
It goes into...
Shark should have ate that dog.
It goes into the dock to stand off with this shark. And the AP, again, an article by Danica Cotto says, tourists aboard the four-hour excursion can be heard shouting and pleading with the dog to turn back in a video circulating on social media. Oh, that's a misplaced comma. Oh my God!
Oh my God is right. Would you just stop with the editing?
I can't help it. It says, oh my God! And get our baby! Get out, baby! Stop going after it! But the dog blows them all off. Goes after this shark that's like 12 feet long. And the shark's like thrashing. And the animals are circling each other. And you can see it all because it's turquoise, beautiful water. I'm jealous.
I know.
And so then the shark swims away really, really slowly, and the dog survives. And one guy goes, I don't think the shark's gonna mess with him. Kind of kills me.
The dogs don't like, I mean, sharks don't like things with fur. Like, you never hear of a shark attacking a human and biting their head off. They don't like hair.
They don't like hair? Is that what you think it is?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Because they've got no hands to pull the hair out of their mouth. They're like...
Do they think it's like algae or seaweed or something?
It's taught to them at an early age. Don't eat hair-covered things.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
Yeah. Have you never watched Finding Nemo? Those animals under the water, they communicate and teach each other skills.
Such a goofball. And the dog isn't that small, I don't think. It's like a kind of medium-sized, like, brown and black dog. It looks like, you know, like lab-sized, maybe, or a little smaller.
From this picture. We didn't see the land.
Yeah, but that's just amazing to me.
Yep.
Doggies are so tough, man.
They're brave. I don't think either one of our dogs would have jumped in that water.
Hell no.
I don't think our dogs would jump in the water if there was no shark in the water.
And one of our dogs is mostly lab, so just think about it that
and
way.
And he'd float really
They're
good.
Both, they both have lab in them, but oh my gosh. They would never
Sparty
do
might
that.
Bounce off the water. He's so full of flotation.
So this podcast
is brought to you by
Carrie Has a Headache.
Dickens Cider.
What is Dickens Cider?
It's a cider company. Be sure to get a good Dickens Cider.
You know, we should make
Did you get it yet?
Oh
my God.
No.
I actually stole that from our local radio station.
No.
I'm an adoring fan. Please don't sue me, guys.
No. And again, it's brought to you by Carrie Has a Headache. So.
Do you?
Yes.
Is his name Sean? Oh my God. Oh, here we go. Self-improvement.
Sorry. We're going to talk about how you can make your life better, because God knows we need this.
It's killing me. All this life self-improvement talk is ruining my life.
Okay, so ready? So this is a thing called 90-day goals, and...
That's too long. Nobody's going to stick with something for 3 months.
Well, the theory is actually that it's a better idea than, like, a New Year's resolution.
I mean, after 90 days, even good sex gets boring. Good Lord. I'm just teasing, baby.
We've been married how long? And
I know.
You just said that.
But I was
you
taking
just
it,
told
I was
me.
Taking it from
what
your...
What did you just tell me?
I was taking it from your viewpoint.
Oh, you are backpedaling so hard.
It was a joke.
I don't believe you.
Well, okay. Look at the average
anything
relationship length.
What is that?
It's 37 days.
It's such a liar. Okay, so here, now we're going to be helpful. So this article that we have a link to in the podcast notes is from Forbes. It's by Tom Mendoza. He has not created this. Other people have talked about this, but this article is pretty succinct, so we're linking to that one. Sean's yawning. Anyways.
It's because I didn't sleep much last night. Because you wanted sex so much. Wore me out.
Everyone knows you're a pathological liar.
Oh, no.
Everyone who listens to
Nobody knows nor believes that but you.
That means you're wrong. I don't even know if we should talk about this anymore.
Come on, I can't go 90 days.
Okay, anyways. Can you
condense it into 30-day version?
There's a helicopter going over us.
It's not. Life it's flight. Landing. It's life flight.
No, it's taking off.
Oh, is it finally taking off? Yeah. Well, they've been here like 8 times a day.
I know, it's a little worrisome. All right, so 90 days. You make a goal, right? You set a goal and you make it 90 days. A lot of people do 6-month goals. A lot of people do year goals. But this theory.
That's just not having any faith in yourself.
Yeah. Right? So like
I'm going to have a lot of false starts. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm setting mine for a year. 18 months.
No,
a full year and a half.
No, the thing is that when you have a long time for your goal, you procrastinate until the end. And then you don't do it.
Well, they just offer it up 2 extra time zones.
What?
Well, for them to say, I prefer 90 days so I don't procrastinate.
Well, it's true, right? Yeah. So, okay. So, the first thing you got to do is you got to get a goal. You want to have your goal be specific. You want to write it down. And you want to have a deadline for that goal. So, like, I want to finish the first draft of Weirdo People of Bar Harbor
by April 1st.
No, it's 90 days. 90 days. Your bigger goals. Oh, my God. You're so contrary. I can't get through this. Excuse me. And you just burped on the podcast.
I know. Our listeners do not care.
I care.
They're like, go talent, go. Baby, I'm really drawing this out, so keep going. I'm
You're
sorry.
You're really killing my apologies. We have so much to do today.
I know.
And, all right, so first you want to make a specific goal. You want to have a deadline for that goal, and you want to write that damn goal down. So you remind yourself of that goal over and over. Don't write it down and put it somewhere that
on
you never
see. On your cluttered
it.
Desk where you'll throw it away in a couple of days.
So, so that's what you do. Like, this person thinks you should set 3 personal goals.
Yeah.
Like, and then you just put them out there, right? Like, what can I accomplish over the next 90 days that'll make me feel good about myself? Maybe Sean's personal goal could be to not belch during the podcast.
Hells to the no.
Or lie.
I want to make love every day.
Or
I want to make you enjoy it immensely every day. And the third one is I don't want to have to clean up after every day.
Clean up after?
We make love.
This is like just... What is...
No! I have good goals.
My goal is to have Sean...
Disappear.
Not talk about sex for like 10 minutes. All right, ready? You know when you talk about something too much? It's just like those people who put too many happy relationship photos on Facebook.
Oh, is that what it is? Because I don't talk about it that much. In relation to how much we do it, I don't talk about it that much.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you set 3 personal goals. Then you set 3 professional goals. Shawnee might have some issues with this one.
Professional goals?
Yes.
Maybe.
See, there's a bunch
well,
of
no,
them.
I have a professional goals.
Okay.
And you won't help me meet them.
Oh.
I'm just teasing.
He's such a You're liar.
Carrie is very accommodating for my professional goals. Not for my personal goals, but for my professional goals, Carrie is very accommodating.
He's honestly going to make me cry. All right, so...
No, don't cry.
Well, you're so frustrating.
Oh, it's like the article you just wrote. I think I want a happy cry.
No one knows.
I'm going to happy cry. I know, but it's still the term happy cry.
So, according to the Forbes article, I'm just going to direct quote so Sean will stop talking, is... The second set of goals is focused on identifying what I can achieve that has an impact on my business. In contrast to my personal goals, these 3 time-bound, measurable goals are shared with my boss and with those who I serve. We're solopreneurs, so we don't have bosses.
Solopreneurs?
Yeah, man.
We work together. How can we be solo?
Because we don't work together.
Yes,
well.
We do.
The helicopter. It's another helicopter. Yeah. It's a different color.
I know. It wasn't white and green, was
it? That's not good. We should put on the scanner.
Well, it hasn't been working.
All right. So finalizing your goals is the last step. You want to put your goals away for only a day, then go back, look at them, and be like, am I going to be proud of myself if I do this? And then you want to look at your goals and make them your highest priority. Schedule little action items for each goals. Like make those appointments, they say, that you cannot break.
All right.
Here's an example. Direct quote. If your goal is to exercise more and you schedule your exercise at 7 a.m. every Wednesday morning, then that appointment has to be your highest priority. It doesn't get rescheduled or moved down the priority list. Treat it as if it's the most important meeting of the day, because it is. You are important, and you need to treat yourself as important, too. And then, at the end of the 90 days, you have something to be proud of, and then you think, I did all this. I can do more. Boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
You celebrate those
So then wins. Do you start over again with a higher goal?
Yes.
Okay.
Bring me a
Loving twice goal. A day.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm just kidding, man. I know that's an unreachable
goal. You don't love
goal. Me. Don't set unreachable goals. Was that in there?
No.
Oh, okay. I do love you, but I don't love you enough. I don't get to love you enough. Dawn, tip for life.
What's your dog tip, Sean?
Make your solo goal the gathering of treats. For a happy life.
Gathering treats?
You don't need to work.
No, nope. Don't take this advice.
What?
Oh,
don't
no.
take my advice. No, this is from a dog.
Okay, all right.
That's the disclaimer.
But it's a dog tip.
This is from
humans.
A dog. You are a human. Maybe. Don't pay attention to everything Sparty says.
What's a dog tip for life, man? Is it really just make your only goal gathering treats?
That's his only goal. But if you extrapolate that data, which is hard with dog DNA and data, because there's no real baseline. There's no real baseline. But obviously, Sparty's happiness revolves around food and treats.
Just but like yours.
If you, yes. Should I explain what the treats are?
No.
Okay. But if you're a human, you want those comfort things, right? And you want them to be like on your terms and to what you like and what's comforting and happy to you. So, those should be your
Those should be your goals?
Yeah.
Alright.
And
okay.
That's what you should work for.
Okay. Go for the treats, man.
No, that's just a term in dog language, treats.
Okay.
But if your goal is to be like have enough income where you're comfortable and you can do all the things you enjoy in life without having to worry about it, that should be your goal, right?
Yeah.
That's Sparty.
That seems very
He wants
shallow.
To lay around unless he's up having a treat. Well, that's not shallow. That's just shallow if you take the dog's terms.
All right.
But maybe what makes you feel good is helping other people. And you'd like to be a multi-billionaire philanthropist.
I wish everyone could
philanthropist.
See you.
What?
Well, your arms are... It's like you're Tony Robbins, man. You got
Don't
the
compare
big arm
me
gestures.
To him.
You got like all the...
I give people real advice.
Oh!
I don't make up systems.
Oh, my God. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for entertaining us today.
Oh, boy.
What?
I just don't know if I can do this anymore.
Why not?
You're a lot.
I enjoy it. I'm always a lot. Doesn't matter if we're doing podcasts or cooking dinner or watching television or what. I'm a lot.
You're a hunk of man, baby.
Hey, I'm losing hunks.
He is. He's covered in skin cancer bandages, right?
No,
now.
I am not. I am covered in bandages from places they took a little skin from to sit out to get tested. The hope is they're not cancerous yet.
We're all going to hope for you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I appreciate it. Because it's expensive to get them removed.
Wait, was it a lot of money?
It is. Listen to my words. It is expensive to get them removed.
Oh, if they're cancer.
Exactly.
All right.
I only spent $8,000 today.
You're worth every penny.
Thank you, love. You make me feel so good. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef. I broke for free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.